I'm backstage at the Arquivas, and I've been joined by the amazing Jess Glynn, this time with an even incredible hairstyle. Every time I see you, Jess, your hair is different. I love it.
Yeah, thank you. I like to change it up.
I love it. So what have you won? Oh, stay loud in there.
Most bravery.
Unbelievable. You've been absolutely nailing it this year. Is there anything that you haven't won? That's the question.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of things.
But what's next on the list then?
Well, I've got Ivor Novella's coming up, so I'm praying to win for that. But, you know, whatever. I'm really easy and happy.
You've ticked Grammy now. You've ticked Brits.
I haven't won a Brit.
Not yet.
No.
You got nominated though, didn't you?
Yeah, I've been nominated, but I haven't won a Brit yet.
Okay, next year Brits and Ivor Novella's. How does it feel to be amongst all these huge people in the radio industry tonight?
No, it's amazing because without them, like, my music wouldn't be heard. So yeah, no, really, really special.
Have you got any stations that you listen to when you're not singing your heart out?
No, I just listen. I've got like every single radio in the UK on my dashboard and on my thing. I don't really listen to anything in particular. To be honest with you, I don't really, like, I'm never here, so at the moment I haven't really been listening to the radio.
Have you got a standout moment for this year so far? It's only May, but you've had a pretty good one.
Standout moment for this year? Don't know, what's a standout moment? Brits, yeah. The Brits was a definite standout moment, yeah.
And your hair was amazing then as well.
Massive, yeah.
I love the way that you're just changing up, it's incredible. What can top this year then? We've got 6 months left.
I don't know. A lot could top this year. I don't know, ask me at the end of the year.
Yeah. And where are you going to put your Arquiva then?
In my new flat.
New flat?
Yeah.
Amazing. Jess, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cheers,
so much.
Babe.
See you later.